I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion, snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in snake rescue.
I've been called out for crocodiles, monitor lizards, you know, reptiles which you wouldn't be surprised that a snake catcher's called. However, I've also been called for birds, genets, and porcupines, and the occasional mongoose as well. Now though, I've had my first call for a bush pig. It's not sounding good though. Apparently this bush pig is stuck in a manhole on the side of the M13 by Paradise Valley, in that Paradise Valley stretch. And the guy says it's filling up with water, so obviously it's not sounding good. I'm on my way there. I've been phoning friends. I've phoned Andreas from Blue Security, who's well connected. I've phoned Monkey Helpline, and we phoned Crow, and we'll probably phone SBC as well once we're there, but we just want to assess the situation first. JAG Security has also been informed to keep us company. I hope I'm not calling all these people and wasting their time, but I hope the pig's okay. I also don't know what the heck I'm not going to try and pick up a bush pig, because that thing can rip you to pieces. A bush pig is no toy. It's no cuddly little pig at the animal farm. They don't go around attacking people. They're potentially dangerous if harassed, but it's not an animal we need to now live in fear of. Please, I don't want to get the wrong message out there. Okay. But yeah, hoping we find it, because got very vague sort of direction. It's going to require some walking around. Okay, so we got onto the M13, and Andreas, Steve Smith, and I, and the JAG officer, we're walking along the M13 trying to find a manhole. I got information that the homeless guy saw it by where water comes out of rocks. So we walked along the M13 through Paradise Valley, and if you're familiar with the area, you'll know it's a very dangerous road to walk on. Not fun at all. You've got cars flying past you. But anyway, we got to a point where we saw water coming out of a rock. I walked on the Paradise Valley side to look for anything, and then Andreas crossed the M13, and he managed to find it. So we've got the pig. It's stuck. It's not really in a manhole as such. It's got caught between concrete block and a wall of the drain. It's just stuck. Poor bugger. Could have been there for ages. It's got skin scraped off its fur. Steve Smith from Monkey Helpline just walked, tried to get close to it, and the thing went ballistic. It made a horrible squealing sound, opened its mouth, and bush pigs are known to be able to cause severe damage. And that's not an animal to mess with. So we're all calling around. We're trying to get a vet or someone who can dart it. It needs to be darted. We can't chase it into a box or a net, because if it gets out, it's literally right next to the M13. If it runs on the M13, we're going to cause an accident, and the people could get killed, and the pig will obviously get killed. So it's not an easy situation at all. It's got the adrenaline going, but yeah, we're just waiting to hear back from vets. But we need a vet's help. The poor thing is so stressed. I feel so bad for it. It might die of a heart attack. It wouldn't surprise me. I really hope it doesn't, but this is not a good situation at all. I've been phoning around trying to get one lane blocked, the fast lane, and finally a metro cop's come and he's closed it for us, because it's just too dangerous. It just makes it that much more safer. Not that it's safe, but tiny bit more safer. Now, thankfully they've got cones. They're spreading out cones everywhere. What a big operation. I think it's the most hectic and inconvenient to others rescue operation I've ever been on. Wow, so now we've got the whole road closed. We've got a bunch of cars parked in here. We've got, SPCA is here now, Monkey Helpline, Crow. Now we just got to hope the pig makes it. I'm worried about this cat, but the SPCA are going to dart it now. Put it to sleep, and hopefully we get it out. So we've got to move this big concrete block there. That's going to be something. The Crow guys have just found what looks like a drag, where you can see where it's come from on the side of the road, like 15 meters down the road. It's come through some weeds and mud. Unfortunately, as the Crow people have said, it looks like it's dragged itself, so there's a possibility it's been hit by a car and it's dragged itself into this ditch. So I really hope that's not the case. I hope it's just run, but we're gonna have to wait and see. Worrying at this stage. So the SPCA vets managed to dart the bush pig and took I think about 10-12 minutes for it to pass out. When it eventually did, Steve Smith from Monkey Helpline managed to get a rope around the concrete block, and we pulled and lifted that up. A wooden pole was moved out the way as well, and we lifted the block up and we held onto it while Steve and Kerry and one of the vets from the SPCA managed to, they lifted it up. And also with the crow guy, they all lifted it up and moved it into a box, a transport box. It was taken to the SPCA clinic with crow, and I got there shortly after they x-rayed it, and unfortunately the x-rays showed that the spine was completely severed, totally severed. It had obviously been hit by a car. The crow's suspicion was correct. We really were hoping it wasn't the case, but it turned out it was, and sadly the animal was euthanized. There's absolutely nothing you can do for a bush pig with a severed spine, and it would just be cruel to hang on to it. So yeah, right call was made. It's just a sad call. Yeah, it sucks, you know, because it's such a big team effort and you want those sort of cases to end well, but it didn't. One of the other regrets is that this homeless man didn't stick around. I mean, what an amazing guy. He was calling residents in Cowies Hill. He apparently ran to Westville Vets, who got hold of Crow. It's quite a lot of running. He was alerting everyone to this. He apparently tried flagging cars down. And then he just vanished. I wish he stayed. I would love to have met him. Everyone wanted to meet him and just say thank you, you know. Because if it wasn't for that man, this bush pig would have died the most agonizing death. It was stuck with a concrete block on it, a broken back, cold water running down on it. I mean, what a miserable way to die. So the operation was to basically put it out of its misery. We were hoping for a different outcome, but it had no chance. I think the leg was also broken as well, the back leg, but I mean, its spine was so totally severed. It was a horrible sight on the x-ray machine. So it had no chance. Yeah. Very upsetting. They're such amazing animals, and they're actually beautiful, and it's a pity they're persecuted by so many. I mean, we're lucky to have such amazing wildlife on our doorstep here. I mean, this reminds you you're still in Africa. So we are very lucky, very privileged, and we need to consider that and not just persecute every animal we see. They also, you know, people do horrible things to animals, and snakes included, and these animals have feelings. This bush pig, you could just see, was in horrible pain. It would be the same as a human stuck down there. So we need to have more sympathy towards wildlife. Not a nice ending. Not a nice ending at all.
This has been another real-life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.